from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The stopper is on the mound tonight for your Astros. Ronel Blanco, game 3 of a 4-game set against the Toronto Blue Jays.
White Walkers.
Otherwise known as the White Walkers. Patrick Creighton, Sean Pajani, Area 45 invading in the loop today. Hope you've enjoyed it. If you're new to our program, thanks for checking us out, giving us a listen. Chris Santiago, Jordan Smith doing a great job co-producing today. Appreciate you guys. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk with the fellas on the drive. Ron Hewley.
You're insane.
And Clint Sterner. See what those guys have coming up on their show. I saw this earlier today, man. And you talk a lot about Ronel Blanco and the journey that he's had. 30 years old and finally getting an opportunity and making the best of it. Pitching for a team with the aspirations to keep this dynastic run still rolling. You saw him a little bit last year, right? But he was nowhere near the guy that he has been for the Astros this season. 8-3, 2.49 ERA, has a no-hitter on the books, a 7-inning no-hitter on the books this season for the Stros. And see if he can play stopper tonight, PC. But Dana Brown, I feel like people have started to pay attention to Dana Brown and him identifying, discovering the potential in Ronel Blanco. He actually did it just about a year ago. In fact, a year and change. This is right around the time spring training's wrapping up. Dana Brown did an interview and was asked about Ronel Blanco and what he has seen in him. Pretty interesting stuff. Take a listen.
I'm really focused in on starter depth. I think those are things like starter depth is where you get on a roll of winning. And so I really like to have a lot of starter depth. In fact, when I saw Blanco throw the other day, I said, hey, man, this guy might have a chance to start. I mean, his actions were clean. He had 3 pitches. He threw strikes. And so my vision was, maybe now to stretch him out, maybe we could make him into a starter in AAA, and maybe he could potentially be depth. So I'm evaluating a team as we watch these games and try to put my scouting hat on and combine that with my analytic department that we have here and maybe talk some strategies. But Blanco would be like one of the first things that really stood out. And so I have a vision of him maybe potentially becoming a starter.
And that he has become. A very, very good one for the Astros this season.
I'm not going to lie. When he popped that off, I thought he was crazy.
Yeah?
How do you take a guy who walks as many people as Blanco, right? When Blanco was walking 5 batters per 9 back then. Mm-hmm. How do you take a guy that walks that many dudes and say, oh, yeah, he'd be a good starter for us? It's like the guy can't even pitch in relief without walking the ballpark, and now you want to make him a starter. Last year, it was, let's say, mixed results. He started 7 of his 17 games last year. He had a 4.50 ERA, but he also had a 1.48 whip, walking practically 5 guys per 9. which is hideous.
That was the worst of his career, though, by the way.
No, when he was up the year before and he only threw six innings.
Oh, no, it was 5-7, just about six in 22. Yeah,
obviously,
right.
That's obviously very short, sample size.
Yeah, yeah.
But for him at age 23, pitching an A in high A, he walked 4.8. Then he walked 4.6, 4.6 again, 4.5 at AAA in 2023. It's a guy who walks a ton of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he's actually gotten his walks down to 3.7. That's still a lot of walks, but he's gotten it down. But here is where the biggest difference is in Ronel Blanco. Hits allowed. Last year in 52 innings, he allowed 49 hits. This year in 90 and a third innings, which leads the team, by the way, 54 hits.
Yeah.
He's only allowed five more hits in 38 more innings. That has been the biggest difference. He's getting soft contact. He's getting guys to turn it over. He's getting guys to hit weak pop-ups. He continues to miss bats. The strikeouts are down a little bit. But he continues to get swings and misses. He gets guys swinging off balance. The changeup has been a huge weapon for him this year.
Yeah.
And Ronel Blanco has been brilliant. And this is a dude, 6'3", 265 pounds. Mm-hmm. He's a horse.
Yeah, he is.
And he, this is a guy, he doesn't get tired. He goes out there, he battles his ass off. And it was one of the things to talk about him coming into the season, that the one thing we know about Ronel Blanco, regardless of what his command looks like that day, of how much he's struggling or how well he's pitching, Ronel Blanco is there to fight. That dude gets on the mound, he is going to battle you every single pitch. And this year, he hasn't had to do that so much because he's winning these battles far easier than he used to.
You know, the thing is with Ronel Blanco, you mentioned a team high 90 and a third innings pitched this season. At his age, having a career year at any level, there has to be the question, similarly to that of even what we're seeing from Hunter Brown and his resurgence here over the course of the last month and a half, is, the workload as it continues, as both of these guys continue to get you deeper into ball games every fifth day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
How sustainable is that going to be? Especially for a guy like Blanco, who I don't think has thrown over 125 innings at any point in his professional career.
No, that's his high from last year, 125 and a third.
So how effective is he going to continue to be as he and the Astros move along this season? And look, it's, you need him, to the utmost degree until you don't. Because you can't hang your hat I'd like to, but you can't hang your hat on anything that Luis Garcia could potentially offer you in the second half. Same thing, obviously, more so with Lance McCullers. And Justin Verlander, I mean, outside of Framber Valdez, dude, and Hunter Brown, which, again, he's in the same conversation as Ronel Blanco in having the concerns of sustainability and effectiveness as they reach, you know, career highs and innings pitched again this season. It is a real question. Is this going to be good enough? Is this sustainable for the Astros? Is the faith that Dana Brown has passionately and adamantly had all season long in the guys that he has assembled and identified to you know, bear the load for this staff going to be good enough? And I think he would even tell you that no, they would like to make a move or moves to bolster the staff. It's just at what cost? And it's kind of that vicious cycle. It every good trade, right? It's going to sting a little bit. Thing is for the Astros and what they have in their stock, it's probably going to sting a lot if, in fact, they go out and make a move.
And this is why I'm a proponent of them working the margins. All right, the reality of the situation is I don't think they're going to make a move for a big bat because I don't think they have the ability to make a move for a big bat and get the pitching help that they need without seriously compromising the upper level depth of their minor league system. So, you know what? If they don't have a first baseman, I don't know why Joe Lupofito's not playing first base. I still don't know why Joe Lupofito's not playing first base. He should be first, period, the end. It should be Joe Lupofito playing first base.
Yeah, agreed.
And, you know, I do think it's very possible that Chas McCormick is moved for a reliever. I think to a lesser degree, it's possible that Jake Myers is moved for a starting pitcher. But I think that's to a much lesser degree. I think it is far more likely. Chaz kind of looks like he might be the odd man out right now, that he gets moved for a reliever. Chaz can still play center field. There are a lot of teams that need a center fielder.
Yeah.
Especially one who's got some pop.
He's got to continue to show more, though, to get, you know, optimal value in a deal, right? I mean,
I think we're past the idea of optimal value for him. It is, hey, you're selling a guy with, you know, who's shown you some upside as a center fielder, and you're giving me a reliever. I think that's kind of where it is right now. It's unfortunate, but I think it's kind of where it is right now.
Yeah.
Pedro Leon is certainly a guy who's shown you he's accomplished everything he can accomplish at AAA. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to find out what he does at the major leagues. And if you move on from Chas, well, Pedro Leon might be getting called up, especially if you move Joe Lupofito to first base, as you should. Pedro Leon may play in left field. And then you've got Leon and Myers and Tucker, and that defensive outfield is holy cow.
Sure, but would Leon get you more value, even if it is another reliever? Would he get you a guy on a higher tier that if the Astros deemed that, you know, we need a dude to come out of the pen and be nails versus what a guy like Chas McCormick could command? But there's untapped potential. There's the unknown.
I think with Leon, you're talking about dealing him, the potential to be a starter deal.
Yeah.
Okay. His value is going to be a lot higher. Well, outfield is where they have their prospects, the highest levels, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look at Jacob Melton. Jacob Melton is, you know, his timeline, he is going to be the heir apparent to Kyle Tucker. So they've got some guys. You can't just give all those guys away to get Vlad Guerrero for a year or to get some pitcher for a year. Like, that doesn't make sense. So when you're trying to put all that together, it's okay, well, how am I gonna set this up? How am I gonna build this team? I think the best way for them to do is to work the margins. And, you know, a guy like and Eric Fetty, you know, you pick up a guy like Johnny Cueto, who just got himself released by exercising a clause in his contract. You see if what they can give you. If they give you something, well, yeah, Cueto didn't cost you anything to get. Mm-hmm. You're gonna give him a minimum deal. You're going to have him around here for a couple of starts, and either he's going to pitch or he's not. Right? He's going to give you something, or you're going to let him go.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea.
But
by
when you talk about, hey, Ronel Blanco, who has never thrown more than 125 innings in a season, is probably going to hit 175 this year. Hunter Brown, who threw 162 and two-thirds last year and was seriously gassed in the second half of the season. Well, he's on pace to throw 165, 170 innings before you get to the postseason. You're hoping that that doesn't repeat itself.
That would be incredible if Ronel Blanco hit 175 plus this year. I mean, that's an increase of more than double the workload.
It also
in terms of their stages, they usually go up with like 20 innings, you know, per season with these guys.
It also puts them in the danger zone.
Yes,
because when you're going more than 50 innings above your career high,
yes,
you are at increased risk for diminished performance. You're at a greater increased risk for injury, and all you have to do is look at JP France last year,
yep,
and see what happens when a guy pitches more than he's ever pitched before. And you're pushing him through a postseason, you know, down the stretch, through the postseason.
Rushing him
back.
He
was totally gassed preseason. Down the stretch.
Yeah.
He had nothing left. And then he shows up with a bum shoulder. You push him.
Yeah.
And now he's having capsule surgery, which is one of the most difficult injuries for a pitcher to come back from.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.